A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The servant of the Lord has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. It was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let your mercy be on us, O God, as we place our trust in you. Let your mercy be on us, O God, as we place our trust in you. Your words, O God, are truth indeed, and all your works are ever faithful. You love justice and right. Your compassion fills all creation. Let your mercy be on us, O God, as we place our trust in you. See how the eye of God is watching, ever guarding all who wait in hope, to deliver them from death and sustain them in time of famine. Let your mercy be on us, O God, as we place our trust in you. Exalt you just in the Lord, for praise is the song of the righteous. How happy the people of God, the ones whom God has chosen. Let your mercy be on us, O God, as we place our trust in you. Our soul is waiting for God, for God is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O God, be upon us, who place our hope in you. Let your mercy be on us, O God, as we place our trust in you.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, approach the throne of grace with hope, with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The sons of Zebedee, James and John, approached Jesus and said, "We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Jesus said to them, "What is it that you ask?" They said, "When you come into your glory, grant that we may be seated on either side of you, one on your right and one on your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking for. Are you able to drink the cup that I will drink? Are you able to be baptized in the baptism with which I will be baptized?" They said to him, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "Well, then the cup I drink, you shall also drink. And the baptism in which I am baptized, you shall also be baptized. But as to sitting on my right or my left, that is not mine to give. It is for those for whom it has been reserved." Now the other 10 became very angry at James and John. And Jesus called them together and he said to them, "You know how among the Gentiles their rulers lord it over them, and their great persons act as tyrants. Well, that cannot be with you. If you wish to be great, you must be the servant of others. And if you wish to be first, you must be the slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life in ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,